A man who claimed he was fired from his job for wearing Bible verse t-shirts during Pride Month has settled his lawsuit with his former employers. Cosby, Corey Cunningham says he's a born-again Christian. And in June 2023, his then-employer, Eaton Corp, held a Pride Month ceremony in which company officials raised a pride flag in front of its main building, encouraged employees to wear specific colors that represent LGBTQ plus pride, and sent emails to employees offering pride-themed t-shirts they could buy. In response, Cunningham began wearing Bible-themed shirts to work, showing his religious beliefs. According to his lawsuit, one of his shirts read, "Pride goes before destruction, an arrogant spirit before a fall," Proverbs 16:18. Another shirt read, "Taking back the rainbow," Genesis 9:13. A third read, "God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble," James 4:6. Then, in July 2023, the Human Resources Department asked Cunningham to attend a meeting in which HR told him that his religious t-shirts were making some employees feel uncomfortable and were inflammatory toward the LGBTQ community, according to his lawsuit. Cunningham had asked HR to show him in writing which company policy he was supposedly violating by wearing those shirts. He also asked for religious accommodation to wear the t-shirts, which the company denied. According to reports, Eaton threatened to fire him over the issue and sent him home twice for wearing the shirts. After a few meetings, Eaton fired Cunningham in August 2023, citing the company's harassment-free policy. Cunningham filed two formal complaints, one with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, and another with the Iowa Civil Rights Commission. In August 2024, after going through the EEOC and Iowa process, Cunningham filed a lawsuit in federal court. Cunningham accused Eaton of religious discrimination by not accommodating his religious beliefs and treating him unfairly because of those beliefs. In response to Cunningham's claims of religious discrimination, Eaton's legal team argued that Cunningham was not entitled to any damages, KCRG reported. Court documents show the case was dismissed on May 20th. However, the specifics of the settlement remain unclear.